West Australian scientists say escape of genetically modified herbicide-resistant seeds into native bushland and roadsides can occur, but it's an easy situation to manage. Opponents of GM crops often cite the risk of chemical-resistant seed escaping into the environment to argue why the technology shouldn't be used. The WA researchers say their paper adds some firm data to the debate. Clint Jasper has more.
Farmers around the world have been rapid adopters of genetically modified seeds, which are resistant to the popular herbicide glyphosate. GM canola has been growing in New South Wales and Victoria since 2008 and in WA since 2009. Scientists at the University of Western Australia saw a unique opportunity when the ban was lifted in the West to study how well GM canola could survive outside the paddock. Because no GM canola had been grown in WA before, the researchers knew which genetic traits to test for and what generation of seed they were dealing with. Professor Stephen Powles from the Australian Herbicides Resistance Initiative looked at three different situations.
We did examine the potential of the GM canola to be on roadsides near grain delivery points or also actually in a situation where some canola had moved from one paddock into some remnant bushland, and so that was an opportunity to investigate it. We knew from work that had been done in Canada and other places that canola, as many people would know, can be present on roadsides and in some cases can persist, but little was known about that in Australia.
At sites around the WA wheat belt, they monitored populations of glyphosate-resistant canola that had blown from windrows into nearby bushland.
There were two sites that we studied, and one of those sites, we could never, ever, over a five-year period, find a canola plant growing in that bushland site. And that bushland site had clear evidence of rabbits. And if they did emerge, then probably the rabbits consumed them, or we don't know that. And the other site, we could find plants, and some plants did produce seed, and that occurred over more than one season. But it was always a very minor presence and would have had no impact on the biodiversity and went to extinction after 3 years or so.
But on roadsides, it was a different story because councils and landowners often use glyphosate to control weeds, so they make the environment around the GM seeds more favourable.
It can persist if glyphosate is used on roadsides on its own, and sometimes glyphosate is used on roadsides, but if it's in mixture with something else, then there's usually no issues because canola is so susceptible to a wide range of herbicides.
For the final scenario, researchers looked at a population of canola that had established after grain spilt from a truck in an industrial area in Perth's eastern suburbs.
Yes, well, we knew and others had known that a seed of canola and other crop grains can be present on roadsides near grain delivery points. So Roberto Busi, his postdoc who worked on this, looked closely at a grain delivery site where GM canola is accepted. And of course we did find canola growing on roadsides, and we were able to identify that some of that canola was the GM Roundup Ready canola. So it could be on roadsides, and if glyphosate was the sole herbicide used for weed control, it could persist. But if it was mixed with any other chemical effective on canola or any other mowing or other such practice, then wasn't a problem.
Dr. Stephen Powles says this research shows that the movement of GM herbicide-resistant seeds can and will occur, but that it's not a difficult situation to manage.
As always in biology, you cannot completely contain everything. When we grow triazine-tolerant herbicide-resistant canola, exactly the same thing occurs with other grains that occurs, and it's of course the same with the GM canola. It's entirely a manageable problem, but there's some data that we produce to show that there can be movement under some conditions. That, I think, is putting facts where there's only speculation.
The study was funded by the Grains Research and Development Corporation.
Clint Jasper reporting. The paper is published in the latest edition of Agriculture, Ecosystems and Environment.